But first tonight, the Federal, Labour and Coalition leaders will almost debate each other in Sydney tonight, but not quite. They are appearing at the same forum in the same city, but they won't be seen together. The town hall-style gathering, organised by News Limited, will be held at Rooty Hill RSL in Sydney's western suburbs. It'll have an audience of undecided voters put together by a polling company. Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis joins me now. So this is not the debate that Julia Gillard wanted, but I suppose the next best thing.
It's the next best thing, yes. So they are appearing at the same venue, but there's half an hour between their addresses and discussions in the town hall style forum. The Prime Minister will go first. She'll speak for an hour, then there'll be a half an hour's rest and Tony Abbott will come in. Julia Gillard has been pressing Tony Abbott for a second debate to talk just about the economy, but Tony Abbott has resolutely said that he wouldn't have one. He doesn't want to shift his campaign schedule to suit the whims of the Prime Minister. But I guess if you can't have a debate, then at least appearing at the same venue in almost the same time frame is as close as you can get.
And there's a side order of media sniping about all this and a little bit of a debate about democracy, because this is supposed to be a debate, and yet the only people who are allowed to see it live are subscribers to a satellite, to a subscription television service.
Yes, this forum has been organised by the Daily Telegraph newspaper in Sydney, and Sky News, which is partly owned by News Limited, will be showing it live. It will be made available to other media, but only after the forum has started. So there has been some sniping, the ABC calling for what's called a feed to be made available to the ABC at the same time so it can go up on ABC channels. But News Limited and Sky are sticking to their guns and keeping it the way they've organised it.
On the trend, how will the two of them go?
I think that the forum will probably suit both of their styles. We've seen certainly Julia Gillard on Q&A at the start of the week seem to handle the interaction with the audience well, and I think it also suits Tony Abbott's style. They both work well with crowds and present in a relaxed way. So I think the forum might be a good opportunity for both of them to show off their wares. It will be interesting to see the reaction of the voters, if they're genuinely undecided voters, what they think of both of them having a look at them both in such a very short space of time.
The Coalition might have hoped that this week would be good, because they started with their launch on Sunday, of course. Yet some people are talking about the tide having rather turned against them.
Yes, there is a sense that the momentum is shifting. Of course, it comes off a bad couple of weeks for the Labor Party, where the campaign took several quite odd and unpredictable turns with the interventions of both Kevin Rudd and the former Labor leader, another former Labor leader, Mark Latham. But this campaign this week has returned to a more traditional and, dare I say, old-fashioned campaign, where there has been debate about policies and the inevitable debate about policy costings. It does seem that the Labor Party has got its act together. Kevin Rudd is out campaigning, but he's not providing the sort of material that maybe some of us in the media might like him to provide. He's doing some very, very traditional campaigning, giving statements to the media but not really taking questions. That's meant that the focus has really been on the Prime Minister instead of on her predecessor, and there is a sense, certainly the Labor Party people feel, that the momentum is turning towards them and they are beginning to feel a little more optimistic. But as ever, both sides are still saying they're expecting it to be volatile, and they're not really predicting at this stage what they think will happen on August the 21st.
With a swag of seats in play, the Prime Minister has made an announcement about a rail link. Why is that possibly dangerous?
Well, this is a rail link in Western Sydney. It's the Parramatta to Epping link, and for those who don't live in Sydney, it's really the missing part of the rail network in Sydney, allowing people to get from the western to the northern suburbs without having to divert through the central business district. It's been a promise made by state governments, particularly state Labor governments in the past, and it's been a promise that has not been delivered. So the danger, I think, for Julia Gillard is not only is she promising to deliver something that the state Labor government couldn't, she's also reminding voters that a government which is described by some, reminding voters of a government which is described by some as toxic. I think Julia Gillard will be hoping that her promise to build it may gather some votes in Western Sydney. But as I said, it's been promised before and not delivered. And that's certainly a point that the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has been making much of today.
And what about the question of the Liberals' costings? Any advance on that?
Well, the Liberal Party is complaining that a Treasury document was leaked to the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday, which cast some doubt on part of the Coalition's cuts to the government's broadband program, part of the costing of that. They are now saying they won't put any more policies. They've got 20 policies ready to go in the formal costings process, but they're not going to put those policies in until the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, identifies the source of the leak. They're demanding that the Federal Police be called in. Leak inquiries almost never find out who leaked it, so it's something that that the opposition may not get any joy on, but certainly they're making the demand and withholding their policies from the costing process until they get some answers.
And that could be right up until the election itself, you're saying?
It could be well up until the election if that's the case. The parties have only a couple more days to get the policy costings in before they can be guaranteed to be costed in time for election day.
Thank you, Lyndall.